Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1057, for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. This is the Buzz List Edition, a bi-monthly look at the most anticipated upcoming games, as determined by the wish lists of Board Game Geek users, and compiled by Doug Faust, whose username is Frim, P-H-R-I-M. This is the list for September and October, and that was just posted on Monday. So it's pretty fresh data, although with Essen around the corner, a lot on this list is going to change come next time. There are two new games debuting on the list. The two falling out are from number 8, the released Star Wars Battle of Hoth, and just kinda pushed out from 10 to 13, Horror on the Orient Express, the board game, whose buzz score actually increased by 3, but that wasn't nearly enough to hold position. First up at number 10, down one spot from last time, SETI, Space Agencies, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with a buzz score of 1,370. That is a decline of 37, but it added 71 owners to go to 200. It's due to be released at Essen. Down two spots for the second time in a row, from 5 to 7 to 9, World Order, by Vangelis Bahirtakis and Varnavas Timotiou, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with a buzz score of 1,488, 118 more than the SETI expansion, and that is a decline of 35, though it has added 29 owners, so mostly flat. Its Kickstarter has been delayed. It was originally projected for this month, but has been pushed back to the first quarter of next year. Also down two spots for the second time in a row, from 4 to 6 to 8, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Johnny Pack, and Yoma, published by Pika Games, with the buzz score of 1,625. That's 137 more than World Order, and a gain of 10. It also has about 160 owners listed. World Order has 275. Once again, the delivery date has slipped. Originally, this is the 10th time on the list for Flow. Originally, when it was first on the list, the Kickstarter was due to be delivered in June of this year. June, I'd say, 4 months ago. Then it fell to late 2025, then to early 2026, and now what Doug said in his write-up was probably sometime in 2026. That's not good. Our first debut is at number 7, Orloi, the Prague Astronomical Clock, by Abraham Sanchez Hermida and Palamo J. Pascual, published by De Vere, with a buzz score of 1,851. That's 226 more than Flow. It is due to be released at Essen, but there will be a domestic release in, well, North America, I guess. That's a very America-centric way to describe this. I apologize to any international listeners. The North American release will be in the first quarter of 2026. Although I guess in many cases, it's a very America-centric podcast, isn't it? Because when I give a publisher, I always give the publisher who publishes it here in the States, rather than maybe the original one with German games. Sorry. At number 6, down one from last time, and its second time on the list, Recall, by Helga Meissner, Christian Amundsen-Ostby, Kjetil Svensson, and Anna Wurmland, published by A Lion, and it actually says A Lion, by Dr. U. So like an O with a line through it. Anyway, its buzz score is 1,946. That's 95 more than Orloi. That's a gain of 261. From last time, but it loses a position. Very competitive at the top. It's also due to be released at Essen. After vaulting up 6 last time to go up to the runner-up spot, down 3 to 5 is Sanctuary, by Matthias Vigge, published by Fjordlandspiele and Capstone Games, with a buzz score of 2,074, 128 more than Recall.
That's a gain of 16. It also added on a couple dozen owners, but loses three spots. It's due to be released at Essen. Repeating at number four, Feyes Swamp by Helga and Anselm Ostertag, published by, well, Grail Games, but that's who I see, but Doug listed it as Fractal Juegos. It's the Spanish and English version. I'm not sure which it is. Anyway, its buzz score is 2,210, 136 more than Sanctuary. That's a gain of over 400 from last time, but it holds position at number four. This is also due to be released at Essen. The higher of our two debuts is at number three, Brass, Pittsburgh, by Gavin Brown and Martin Wallace, published by Roxley Games, with a buzz score of 2,312, 102 more than Feyes Swamp. Its game-found campaign is due to launch not until February, so I think we're going to see Brass hovering here around the top for a while. Last time's number one steps back a spot to number two, Speakeasy, by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with a buzz score of 2,493, 181 more than Brass, and a gain of 33, a gain of owners as well. It's got over 460 owners listed. It's, not sure what this, Jen. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's being shipped to backers, but will be available for general release next month in November. We must just have caught it here before people have received it or before they have marked it as owned, all of these people who have it on their wish lists. But it yields the top spot. By the way, Speakeasy, the longest running game currently here on the countdown. This is its 11th appearance. In its sixth appearance, after a four-position jump last time to number three, climbing two more to capture the top is The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with a buzz score of 3,259. That is, let's see, 766 more than Speakeasy, and a gain of 1,700, even while it adds 200 owners to go to over 400. That is a remarkable performance. It is the highest buzz score that we have seen in over 2 years. Well, no, exactly 2 years. Going back to October 2023, when Ark Nova's expansion Marine Worlds, right before it was released at Essen. So, very impressive. And yet, the Old King's Crown is currently shipping to backers, so I think we're also capturing this one right before its buzz score takes a hit. Because, of course, the buzz score is a simple calculation where you take the number of wish lists a game is on and subtract the owners, and that's your buzz score. So once the number of wish lists and owners balances out, the buzz score is zero. This is going to be a very different list next time. If Speakeasy and the Old King's Crown are off, as well as the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games that are due to be released at Essen, be a lot of turnover for next time. But Old King's Crown takes the crown for October 2025. This Buzz List edition is for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025.